The top U.S. general in Afghanistan stepped down from his post on Monday as Taliban fighters continued to make gains across the war-torn country. The Biden administration has said the official end date of the U.S. troop withdrawal will be August 31st, but General Austin Scott Miller's relinquishing of command was a symbolic end to the troop pullout. During a short ceremony at U.S. military headquarters in Kabul, Miller said, "The people of Afghanistan will be in my heart and on my mind for the rest of my life." U.S. Central Command, or CENTCOM, Chief General Frank McKenzie arrived in the Afghan capital early on Monday and took command of the remaining forces. CENTCOM says the withdrawal is more than 90% complete. Fewer than 1,000 troops remain to protect the U.S. embassy and help with securing the international airport in Kabul. South Africa sent troops Monday to quell riots that left 6 people dead since former President Jacob Zuma reported to a prison facility last week. 219 people were arrested during protests and looting in 2 states as a South African court began hearing Zuma's appeal of his lengthy prison sentence. Zuma reported to a prison facility in his home province of KwaZulu-Natal last week to begin serving a 15-month sentence on contempt of court charges. He was charged after failing to testify in a corruption probe of his 9 years in office, which ended in 2018. Zuma has denied the allegation and refused to participate in the inquiry, which began in his final weeks in office. His lawyers say he will also risk catching COVID-19 while imprisoned. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa called for calm on Sunday, urging protesters to demonstrate peacefully. From Washington, you're listening to VOA.